按照所预定的时间来举开灵恩会。
And we thank God for His guidance so that we can hold in a timely fashion this spiritual and evangelical convocation.
啊，求主继续带领属我们大家。
We ask God to continue to guide us.
我们这几天呢，都跟我们大家学习使徒彼得的一些事迹。
These past couple days, we've been studying the life of Peter the Apostle.
啊，彼得是主耶稣所重用的一个使徒。
Peter was an apostle that was utilized in a very great fashion by the Lord Jesus.
他非常忠心做主的仆人。
And Peter was a faithful disciple of God.
啊，完成主耶稣交托给他的使命，啊，最后又为主耶稣殉道。
He accomplished the mission that he was given by God, and in the end, he was martyred for the cause.
虽然一般人很重视啊使徒的事迹，
even though we always try to study the apostolic times,
啊，甚至天主教把彼得当作他们第一代的教皇，
and even the Catholic Church has proclaimed Peter to be their first. Pope.
梵蒂冈那个教堂啊，叫做圣彼得教堂。
And their headquarters is St. Peter's Cathedral.
啊，里面也有一个很大的彼得的雕像。
Inside there is a very large statue of Peter.
但是我们知道啊，这是不可能的。
But we know that this is an error.
因为彼得啊，虽然做了很多很重要的工作。但是他不可能当教皇。
But we know that even though Peter accomplished many important tasks, that he was not the founder of the church.
主耶稣对门徒说啊，地面上有君王，有大臣啊，他们有权势来统治别人。
Jesus said that the kings of the world have authority to rule over their dominion.
那他说啊，在你们中间不可以这样。
But Jesus told the disciples, among you, this shall not be.
你想要伟大的，就是要做众人的仆人来服侍人。
Those of you who wish to be first and foremost must become the servant and serve others.
所以教会跟社会的制度是不一样的。
So the setup of the church is unlike the setup of society.
教会里面只有耶稣做头做元首。
Within the church, the only head that we have is Jesus.
所有的人啊，都是弟兄姊妹。
The rest of us are just brothers and sisters.
地位是平等的。
We have equal standing in God's eyes.
我们主要是做耶稣基督的仆人啊，彼此相服侍。
We are all servants of God who serve one another.
所以任何人都不可以想要伟大啊来辖制别人。
So no one should deem themselves greater than others or try to be greater than others.
所以教会里面如果说想要伟大做徒来管辖别人，这是违背圣经里面的教训。
So if someone seeks to have a position of authority to govern over others within the church, then this is against the teachings of the Bible.
圣经没有这样的教导。
The Bible teaches not to do this.
啊，不过我们看到彼得啊，的确他有很多事迹值得我们学习。
But Peter the disciple did have many virtues that we can learn from.
啊，他也是人。
He is a human being.
虽然他经历了很多主耶稣的神迹作为。
He experienced and saw many of the miracles that Jesus performed.
看到死人复活。
He saw the dead resurrected.
看到耶稣走海面。
He saw Jesus walk on the sea.
看到耶稣变饼给五千人吃。
He saw Jesus make bread and fish for 5,000
people. 后来他又经历了耶稣复活向他显现。
Later, Jesus resurrected and appeared to him directly.
啊，但是实际上他也是人，也有软弱。
But he is a human being. He was a human being just like us.
所以他也曾经三次啊不认主。
So three times he denied Jesus.
虽然他很爱主啊，但是心灵愿意，肉体却软弱。
Even though he loved Jesus greatly, his spirit was willing, but his flesh was
weak. 不过借着主耶稣的代祷。
But through the prayer of Jesus.
彼得知道自己的软弱，痛哭悔改。
Peter realized his own shortcomings, repented, and confessed his sins.
后来主耶稣复活了以后啊，又叫妇女说：“你要把这个信息告诉彼得。”
And after Jesus resurrected, he told the women that they must tell Peter.
主耶稣又亲自向他显现。
And then later, Jesus appeared to him directly.
然后把这个牧养教会的责任又托付给他。
And set upon Peter the task of pastoring his church.
让他从这个软弱当中啊，重新得到力量。
So out of Peter's weakness, he gained strength.
尤其当五旬节得到圣灵以后。
On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down upon the disciples.
彼得几乎改变了。完全变了一个人。
Peter became a new person.
本来是非常软弱、害怕、逃避的。
Once he was filled with fear and anxiety.
但是当圣灵充满了以后，他真正领受上头来的能力。
But when he was filled with the Holy Spirit, he received the power from God.
勇敢为主耶稣做见证啊！不怕下监，不怕鞭打，不怕受死。
And then he testified boldly for the word of God.And did not fear imprisonment, persecution, or hardship.
我们继续来看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2,
十四节
verse 14.
使徒行传二章十四节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 14.
彼得和十一个使徒站起来，高声说：“犹太人啊，和一切住在耶路撒冷的人啊，这件事你们当知道，也当侧耳听我的话。”十五节。
Verse 15。
你们想，这些人是罪啦，其实不是罪啦，因为时候刚到日出，就是早上哦。十六节。
16。
这正是先知约珥所说的。十七节。
17。
神说，在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。十八节。
18。
在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女，他们就要说预言。主耶稣复活以后啊，有四十天的时间跟门徒在一起。
After Jesus resurrected, he spent 40 days on the earth with his disciples.
啊，跟他们讲到很多有关神国的事情。
And he told them many things regarding the kingdom of God.
所以他们心里非常苦热。
So they were filled with the fervor to serve.
所以他们就问主耶稣说：“你是要来复兴以色列国啊？啊，是在什么时候呢？”
So they asked Jesus, "You have come to resurrect the kingdom of Israel. When will that be?"
可能门徒那个时候还以为耶稣是要来复兴地面上的以色列国。
Perhaps they still thought that Jesus was here to reestablish a physical kingdom in this world.
因为以色列王国啊，那个时候是在罗马帝国的统治之下。
Because the Israel people were occupied by the Romans.
他们以为弥赛亚救世主来了，就是要带领他们。征战啊，来脱离这个外族的侵略。
And they thought that the Messiah would come and help them overthrow their occupiers.
事实上，耶稣也是要做王的。
Jesus, they thought would be the king.
但他的国度不在地面上。
But the king, his kingship,
他是要做属灵天国的王。
But rather, he has a spiritual kingdom, the kingdom of heaven.
那耶稣对他们说啊。父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是人能够知道的。
And Jesus told the disciples, the time for the kingdom to be established is set by the Father.
耶稣来不是要复兴地面的以色列国，而是复兴属灵的以色列国。
Jesus came not to establish a worldly kingdom of Israel, but rather a spiritual kingdom of
Israel. 就是要来建立他的教会，啊，这个教会把全备的福音呢，传到世界来，引导人来信主。
The spiritual kingdom of Israel, meaning the true church, which was to spread the gospel of salvation to all ends of the world.
啊，要让世人来得到永恒的福气。
So that human beings could receive eternal blessings.
所以耶稣说啊，这个时候，这个教会要什么时候复兴啊？神有他的时候日期。
So God's, Jesus said that God has his own time for when the spiritual kingdom will be established.
但是我们的本论呢，就是祷告让圣灵充满。
So likewise, the church has its own way of progressing, and our job and duty in this is to
pray. 说圣灵如果降在你们身上，你们就能够得到能力。
Because when we pray, we'll be filled with the Holy Spirit and receive
power. 就可以从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚 一直到地级为主耶稣做见证。
And so it was the disciples were received power in Jerusalem and then preached the gospel to all nations.
所以神的工作，神的教会怎么复兴啊？神有他的时候。
So how the church advances is in God's hands and in God's timing.
我们的本分啊，就让神的灵充满。
Our responsibility is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后从神给我们能力，我们往各地方。建设教会，啊，来荣耀主的名。
And then, as a result, we will fill with the power of God, and then spread the gospel and establish churches wherever we go.
所以耶稣在跟他们讲话的时候啊，突然有云彩就接着他，接他升天了。
As Jesus was still speaking to his disciples, a cloud appeared and caught him up into heaven.
他们一直往天上看，看到耶稣都看不见了。
The disciples gazed upward and saw Jesus vanish before their
eyes. 突然间呢，有两个天使站在旁边。
But suddenly, two disciples appeared before
them. 问他们说：“加利利人啊，你们在看什么？”
He said to them, "Men of Galilee, what do you look at?"
为什么站着一直望天呢？
Why do you stand there looking intently into the
sky? 你们要知道这个升天的耶稣啊。他怎样升天，将来也要照样的再临。
This very Jesus who you have gazed upon going into the sky will likewise come back down into the earth one day.
所以经过了天使的提醒以后啊，这些门徒他们就离开了橄榄山。
So when the angels had appeared to them after that, the disciples left the Mount of Olivet.
回到了耶路撒冷的一座楼上。
And they returned to Jerusalem.
他们就按照主耶稣的吩咐，在那里祷告等候。
And there they prayed in accordance with Jesus' directions and waited.
因为他们知道耶稣升天，他还要再来。
Because they knew that Jesus ascended into heaven and he.
耶稣交代他们要得圣灵，有能力往各地方做见证。
Jesus told them, "Receive the Holy Spirit and then be my test eyewitnesses to the gospel wherever you go."
当耶稣再来的时候啊。每一个人都有很好工作的成果啊，来迎接主，得主的奖赏。
And he told them, "Do your work."Faithfully, and one day when I come again, you will receive a great reward.
所以他们就回到耶路撒冷啊，在那里祷告等候。
So they returned to Jerusalem and prayed and waited.
那么经过了十天以后啊，圣灵就降下来了。
10 days later, the Holy Spirit descended upon them.
本来旧约时代也有圣灵的工作。
The Holy Spirit did do its work in the past.
所以主耶稣要神要某些人为他工作的时候。
So that whenever God appointed workers to do work for him,
神的灵就会感动他，他就得到力量。
The Spirit of God would move them and they would be empowered.
但是这个工作完成以后啊，神的灵就收回去了。
But once their task was finished, the Spirit of God would depart.
所以旧约时代圣灵的工作叫做仆人的灵，或者是叫做工作的灵。
So in the Old Testament, the Spirit of God was known as a spirit of work or the spirit of servitude.
因为耶稣的救恩啊还没有完成。
Because the gospel of Jesus Christ had
人的罪啊
not been
还没有得到赦免。
The sin of humankind had not yet been forgiven.
所以圣灵还没有办法住在人的身上。
And so the Holy Spirit could not abide with human beings for a very long time.
只是神要人工作的时候，神的灵就感动人，啊，完成他的工作。
But rather, when God appointed sacred workers, then the Spirit of God would move them.
那耶稣应许说啊，你们渴渴的人可以到我这里来。
But Jesus said, "Those who thirst, come unto me."
啊，我要让你们呐，从腹中流出活水的江河来。
And I will give you streams of living water that flow out from within you.
是主的信他的人要受圣灵充满的。
This means that those who believe in Jesus will be filled.
他说那个时候啊，圣灵还没有浇灌下来。
But the Holy Spirit had not yet descended.
因为耶稣还没有得荣耀。
Because Jesus had not yet received his glorification.
所以这个叫做应许的圣灵。
So this is the promise of the Holy Spirit.
是在新约时代要普遍啊浇灌在那些相信啊祈求的人身上。
The promise would be for all those who called upon Jesus and believed in him.
所以直到主耶稣升天以后的第十天。
So on the 10th day after Jesus ascended into heaven,
门徒在五旬节啊，大家祷告的时候，圣灵就降下来了。
On the day of Pentecost, the disciples were gathered praying, and the Holy Spirit came upon them.
说圣灵充满他们，啊，他们就说起一种奇妙的卷舌音。
And once they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they began to speak in a spiritual tongue.
所以圣经里面说，圣灵充满啊，卷舌头说话。
And so the Holy, the Bible records that when they're filled with the Holy Spirit, their tongues began to speak in a spiritual tongue.
中文的圣经翻作方言啊，这个不是地方上的语言。
In Chinese, it talks about a language, but this is not a language as we
understand. 而是圣灵感动所讲出来一种属灵的话语。
But rather, it is a spiritual language where the tongue moves in a way that's incomprehensible.
他说人当时有十四种啊，十四种侨民呐、啊，犹太侨民从不同的地方回来。
At that point in time in Jerusalem, there were God-fearing Jews from at least 14 different nations.
他们罗马回来的听从罗马话。
The people who came back from Rome heard them speak in the language.
波斯回来的听成波斯话。
The people from Persia heard in the language of Persia.
埃及回来的听成埃及话。
Those in from Egypt heard in the language of Egypt.
那事实上，这一百二十个人啊，是讲一种话，就是灵言。
The 120 disciples gathered on the day of Pentecost were speaking in just one language,
a spiritual language.
But because of the miraculous word of God, those come from Egypt heard it in Egyptian. Those back from Rome heard it in the language of Rome. It is not that all 120 people were speaking 14 different languages. If we had 120 people gathered here tonight,
我们讲十四种话的话，没有一个人听得懂你在讲什么。
If we spoke in 14 different languages at once, no one would be able to comprehend us.
但是，同样的讲灵言。
But we instead are all speaking a
spiritual tongue. 但是神却让人有那个翻方言的恩赐。
So on the day of Pentecost, God enabled these.Onlookers to hear.
你从罗马来的就听成罗马话，从埃及人来的就听成埃及话。
And they heard the spiritual tongue to be in Roman or Egyptian or whatever language they hailed from.
啊，但是也有的人呢，听不清楚。
But some people still did not hear correctly.
所以看到他们有一些不一样的状态，就说啊，他们喝醉酒了。
And so they saw the disciples with different manifestations of the Holy Spirit, so they said they were drunk.
当时彼得就跟使徒站起来说，不是。
And Peter stood up and replied, "No, it is not so."
因为现在是一大早啊，根本没有人在喝酒。
It's 9 a.m. in the morning. Who is drinking wine at this hour?
啊，这就是。旧约圣经啊，约珥先知所讲的。
But rather, this is in accordance with what the prophet Joel
说神的日子到了以后啊，神要把他的灵浇灌下来。
In the last days, God says, "I will pour out my spirit on all people."
那凡虔诚祷告祈求的人，神的灵就浇灌在他们身上。
And those of you who fervently pray toward God will receive His Spirit.
所以他们会。看异象，说预言。
And so you will prophesy, you'll see, dream dreams.
年老的会做异梦。
The old men will dream dreams.
他说这就是圣灵浇灌的情形。
This is the Holy Spirit.
啊，然后告诉他们说，你们把耶稣基督啊，他是救主，把他钉死了。
Peter also preached that you have crucified Jesus Christ, your Savior.
啊，但是他借着死来。拯救我们啊，为我们流血，为我们担罪。
But through his death, he shed his blood for the remission of sins.
啊，但是啊，他的肉体、他的灵魂不会朽坏的。
But his flesh and his soul will not be corrupted.
所以呢，虽然被钉死了、被埋葬了，他三天以后复活了。
So even though he was crucified and buried on the third day, he arose.
他已经升天了。
And he has ascended into heaven.
啊，所以才把这个你们现在所看见、所听见的圣灵，就是这样浇灌下来。
And therefore today he has sent his Holy Spirit down upon us, which you see and which you hear.
所以你们都要知道，耶稣基督啊，你们把他钉在十字架上，其实他就基督就是救赎主。
So this very same Jesus Christ whom you have crucified is your Savior.
啊，犹太人听了以后啊，就觉得很难过、很扎心。
Many of those men of Israel listening to this, they were touched to the heart.
他们就问使徒说，那我们该怎么办？
And they asked Peter, what shall we do?
然后彼得就指示他们一个得救的方法。
And Peter explained them to them one, the method of salvation.
使徒行传二章的三十八节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
使徒行传二章三十八节。
Acts 2 verse 38.
彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗。叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所 是的，圣灵。39节。
39。
因为这个应许是给你们那、啊、你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们的神所召来的。我们看到彼得啊，受到圣灵的启示，把很重要全被得救的道理指示他们。
We see that in these two verses, Peter succinctly through the power of the Holy Spirit explains the method of salvation.
第一个，你们要悔改。
First, repent.
既然你们不认识主，把他钉在十字架。
In your ignorance, you crucified Jesus Christ your Savior.
现在认识他是救世主了，要接纳他的救恩。
But now you have recognized Jesus and you must accept his gospel of salvation.
然后奉主的名接受洗礼。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be baptized.
因为主耶稣的宝血可以把我们的罪洁净。
Because through baptism, the blood of Jesus washes away our sins.
借着洗礼啊，我们就能够重新得到永恒的生命。
Through baptism, we are reborn again to live a new life.
能够成为神的儿女。
So that we can live life as children of God.
所以神就把那灵啊浇灌给我们，来印证我们就是他的儿女。
So God grants us the Holy Spirit as a stamp.A seal of approval as his children.
圣灵就会帮助我们行道，慢慢的达到完全。
And then the Holy Spirit will empower us to change our lives and become pure and perfect.
能够得救，有永生的盼望。
Then we have a guarantee of the inheritance of the kingdom.
他们听了这个道理以后啊，他们就悔改受洗。
After they heard this sermon from Peter, they were baptized.
所以这个教会就建立起来了。当天有3000人受洗。
And on that day, 3,000 were added to their number.
啊，因为他们呢，非常同心合意啊，一起吃饭，一起祷告。
The disciples devoted themselves to teaching and eating together and to praying.
啊，一方面荣耀神，所以神就把更多的人呢，天天加给他们。
And because they glorified the name of God, God added to their number every day.
也就是说，每天都有人来听道理，每天都有人受洗。
Meaning every day people would come to hear the gospel and every day people were baptized.
所以借着圣灵的降临呢，啊，来建设使徒时代的教会。
This is how the Holy Spirit descended and established the apostolic church.
啊，接下来《使徒行传》第三章啊。
In Acts chapter 3,
我们昨天也谈到说啊，彼得、约翰呢要到圣殿里面去祷告。
We talked yesterday how Peter and John went to the temple to pray.
结果有一个生来就瘸腿的。
And there was a man crippled from birth.
本来希望使徒给他们一些物质上的帮助。
And he asked Peter and John for monetary help.
但是使徒说啊。金银我们都没有。
But Peter and John replied, "Silver and gold we do not have."
那我们可以把我们所有的给你。
But what we do have, we will give to you.
就是我们可以奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行。
That is in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, arise and walk.
啊，就拉着这个人呐、啊，他就跳起来呀、啊，啊，就行走。
So Peter took him by the right hand, and he jumped to his feet.And instantly
所以他非常高兴啊，拉着使徒啊，一起进到圣殿里面，在那里归荣耀给神。
So the man was overjoyed and held on to the disciples and entered the temple and glorified and praised God.
啊，众人看到了以后啊，也满心稀奇。
When the people saw this happen, they were amazed.
啊，所以借着这个神迹啊，彼得又第二场的向他们见证。
And so you through this miracle, Peter again preached to the people.
说你们为什么？一直定睛看我们。
He said, "Why are you so amazed and astonished and looking?"
以为是因为我们有能力，或者是因为我们比较虔诚，才让这个瘸子起来走路。
You think that it is by our own power or godliness that we have made this man walk?
说其实啊，我们是普通人。
But really, we are just mere human beings.
啊，为什么这个人能够起来走路呢
？Why is it today that this cripple was able to stand up?
就是因为信靠耶稣基督的名。
This is by faith in the power of the name of Jesus.
虽然你们把他钉十字架了
，Even though you have crucified Jesus,
但是他是生命的主。
But he is the Lord of life.
所以他可以把生命舍弃，可以重新活过来。
And so he can give away his life and yet again resurrect.
因为我们看到他复活了，所以我们为这个。 的事情做见证。
So today we have seen him resurrect, and therefore we preach the gospel to you.
他说耶稣的名啊，带着权柄跟能力。
So the name of Jesus carries with it power and authority.
所以我们可以奉耶稣的名医病赶鬼行神迹。
So in the name of the Lord Jesus, we can perform miracles and wonders.
也能够为人祷告，让他们能够得蒙赦罪。
When we pray for them, we can ask Jesus to remit their sins.
所以这个病人啊，因为靠着耶稣的名，所以他可以起来走路。
So it is today this cripple was able to stand up and walk.
而也是靠着耶稣所赐的信心呐、啊，让这个病人啊完全得医治了。
And it is through his faith in Jesus Christ that this cripple would be saved and his sins forgiven.
所以彼得说啊，不是因为我们虔诚。
It is not because we are godly.
也不是因为我们有能力。
It is not because we have power.
而是耶稣啊，他的名还有。我们靠着耶稣所赐的信心呢、啊，让这个病人全然好了。
But rather, it is through the power that abides in the name of Jesus Christ.
所以他说、啊：“哦，你们都是先祖的后代。”
So we are all descendants. You said you're all descendants of the prophets.
从摩西、撒母耳这些先祖一直下来。
From Moses and Samuel and all the other prophets.
都一直诅咒啊，将来有一位救主弥赛亚要出现。
All of them prophesied to the day that the Messiah would appear.
啊，他要让万民啊来得到福气。
So that all peoples could be blessed.
啊，所以现在耶稣啊已经来了，啊，那被差遣到犹大地。
Now Jesus has appeared in the land of Judah.
所以要先把这个福气啊，先是给犹太人。
He has given this blessing first to the people of Israel.
所以他说、啊，你们个人都要悔改啊，啊，离开罪恶，就能够来领受这个福气。
So all of you must confess, repent, and depart from sin, and then you will partake of this blessing.
所听到的人很多啊，啊，后来很多人都信主了。
Many people heard Peter preach, and many people came.
算一算啊，说男丁啊，光男人就大概有五千人。
Just counting the men, there were probably 5,000.
啊，不过当这个彼得向他们做见证的时候。
When Peter was testifying to them,
啊，那个逼迫就来到了。
Persecution arose.
我们看《使徒行传》第四章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章。
Acts chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
使徒对百姓说话的时候，祭司们和所殿官，并撒都该人忽然来了。第二节。
Verse 2.
因为他们教训百姓，本着耶稣。传说使人复活就很烦恼。第三节
，Verse three，
于是下手拿住他们，因为天已经晚了，就把他们关到第二天了。说当彼得按使徒向众人呐 啊讲解圣经里面的道路，见证耶稣的复活。
When Peter and the apostles were teaching Jesus and his resurrection,
而有一些犹太人的祭司啦，撒都该人就来抓拿他们。
The priests, the captain of the temple guard, and the Sadducees came to arrest them.
我们知道这个撒都该人呐、啊，是当时犹太社会里面呐 啊比较有地位的一批人。
We know that the Sadducees were an elite part of Jewish society.
很多啊都是宗教上的领袖。
Many of them were the teachers of the law.
啊，有的是圣殿里面的祭司。
Some of them were the priests within the temple.
因为他们得到一些现实上的利益。
And because they had received some education,
所以他们呢、啊、不赞成说有灵界上的事情。
They denied that there would be a resurrection.
他们不相信死人复活。
They denied that the dead would arise from the dead.
所以曾经有撒都该人呐、啊，来试探耶稣。
So at one point during Jesus's ministry, the Sadducees came and asked him.
所以有一个妇人呐、啊，嫁给他先生以后啊，后来他先生离世了，没有孩子。
And they presented to him a question, saying that there was a woman who was married to a man, and the man died.
按照犹太的律法，这个第二个弟弟啊，就要娶这个嫂嫂。
And because they were, she was childless by Jewish tradition and law, the younger brother of this man needed to take this woman as his wife.
他这个第二个弟弟啊，后来死掉了，也没有孩子。
But later, his younger brother died as well, and the woman was still barren.
七个兄弟啊，都娶过这个妇女。
As it turns out, all seven brothers in that family had married this woman. In
问耶稣说，将来如果有复活的话，这个妇人啊，到底是谁的太太？
So then the Sadducees asked him, on the day of resurrection, whose wife will this woman belong to?
耶稣说啊，因为你们不明白圣经。
Jesus replied, you do not understand the
scriptures. 因为人将来复活了以后啊，就不必再结婚了。
Because when we all resurrect, there will no longer be such a thing called marriage.
因为人在天国里面啊，像天使一样不嫁不娶的。
Because you will be like the angels of heaven and neither be given in marriage nor be taken in marriage.
所以我们知道说这个撒都该人啊，他们不相信有复活的事情。
So the Sadducees denied the existence of a resurrection.
所以当门徒在见证耶稣复活了以后啊，
So when the disciples were here preaching the resurrection,
他们就满心嫉妒啊，就把使徒抓起来下在监里。
The Sadducees were angered and were jealous, and so threw the disciples in prison.
第二天啊，要审问他们的时候，
The second day they brought them before judgment.
他们问使徒说啊，你们是用什么能力，靠着谁的名行这个事情？
They asked him, by what power or what name do you preach the gospel?
但是彼得啊，非常勇敢。
But Peter was filled with courage.
因为他已经得到圣灵的充满了。
Because he had already been filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们看第四章第八节。
We turn to chapter 4, verse 8.
四章第八节。
Acts 4, verse 8.
说那时彼得被圣灵充满。Peter, 对他们说啊，第九节。
Verse 9.
知名的官府和长老啊，倘若今天呢、啊，因为在一个残疾人身上所行的善事，而来查问我们，他是怎么得了医治？第十节
，verse ten，
你们众人和以色列百姓都应当知道，站在你们面前的这个人能够得到痊愈呀，是因为你们锁定十字架。神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名，十一节
，verse 11，
他是你们匠人所弃的石头，已成了房角的头块石头。十二节
，twelve，
除他以外啊，别无拯救，因为在天下人间呐、啊，没有赐下别的名啊，我们可以靠着得救。所以虽然被恐吓啊。
Even though the disciples had been persecuted and had been thrown into prison,
那使徒啊，他们非常勇敢，不怕。
They were filled with courage,
因为圣灵充满。
Because they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以耶稣曾经告诉他们说啊，你们要为我做见证，啊，会被抓拿到官府那里去。
That's why Jesus has said, you will testify for my name and you will be thrown in prison.
但是你们不用怕。
But you shall not fear.
你们也不必事先想说你要怎么用什么话来回答。
And you do not need to worry about what words you will reply to your persecutors.
因为到时候圣灵会主教你们当说的话。
Because at the appropriate time, the Holy Spirit will give you words.
所以说人在逼迫当中啊，圣灵充满。
And so,Even in the midst of persecution, Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit.
虽然这些官长质问他们说，你们怎么让这个病人得到好呢？
And even though his persecutors asked him, how did you heal this cripple?
靠着谁的名，借着什么样的能力？
By what power or what name did you do this?
他说，你们如果查问我们，我们在这个残疾的人身上行的善事，让他好了。
And Peter said,If we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a cripple,
你们应当知道啊，这个就是靠着你们把他钉十字架，让他又从死里复活的耶稣基督的名、啊。
Then the answer, this is through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom you have crucified.
因为他除他以外没有第二个得救的道路。
Because other than through Jesus Christ, there is no other method of salvation.
后来这些官长啊，看到彼得。他们本来就是没有学问的小民。
Now these priests and captains and Sadducees and the rulers, they saw that these disciples were uneducated men.
那他们怎么这么勇敢，这么有能力？
But they were astounded that they were filled with courage.
所以他们就感到很稀奇。
So they were amazed.
后来知道说，原来他们是跟过耶稣的，耶稣的门徒。
But they took note that these men had been with Jesus.
因为他们看到那个病人啊，好了，站在他们当中啊，所以他们也没有话可以回答。
And there was nothing they could say because they saw right before them the man who was crippled and yet healed standing.
所以他们就恐吓他们，不可以再奉耶稣的名讲道。
So they ordered them to stop preaching in the name of the Lord Jesus.
啊，禁止他们呢、啊、传道行神迹。
To stop them from doing miracles and wonders.
我们看十九节。
Let's read verse 19.
使徒行传四章十九节
Acts 4 verse 19
彼得约翰说、啊、听从你们不听从神、啊、这在神面前合理不合理你们自己酌量吧二十节
Verse 20
我们所看见的所听见的不能不说、啊、所以他们非常勇敢、啊、虽然受恐吓、啊、但是他们一点都不怕
So even though Peter and John have been persecutedAnd commanded to do otherwise, they did not fear at all.
So we 听从你们不听从神，这样合理吗
？They said, "Judge for yourselves whether it's right for us to obey you or to obey."
我们所看见、所听见的，我们不能不说。
For we cannot help but speak about what we have seen.
啊，所以官长没有办法，就恐吓他们以后啊，就把他们放掉了。
So after they threatened them some more, they let Peter and John go.
后来他回来以后跟众圣徒、啊、大家同心合意的祷告
After Peter and John returned to the other disciples They prayed in unison together
说神啊求你能够赏赐我们、啊、圣灵的能力、啊、让神迹奇事显明出来让你的名能够得荣耀
And they prayed that the name of the Lord Jesus would be further glorified through the manifestation of miracles and
他说因为大家同心合意的祷告、啊、圣灵充满
And because they prayed in one accord, the Holy Spirit filled them all.
连他们聚会的地方都会震动。
So that even the place they gathered was shaken.
所以使徒就得到了大能力啊，所以众人就蒙受大恩。
So the disciples were further filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, and everyone received grace and blessing.
所以我们看到说，虽然逼迫当中啊，这个真理啊，这个道理反而更能够广传。
So we see that despite the persecution that arose, the gospel was spread even more.
我们看第五章。
Let's turn to Acts 5.
使徒行传第五章。
Acts chapter 5.
第三节。
Verse
3. 五章第三节。
Acts 5 verse 3.
彼得说啊，亚拿尼亚，为什么撒旦充满了你的心，叫你欺哄圣灵，把田地的价银私自留下几分呢？第四节。
Verse 4.
田地还没有卖，不是你自己的吗？既卖了，价银不是你可以做主吗？你怎么心里起这个意念？你不是欺哄人，乃是欺哄神啊！第五节
，Verse 5，
亚拿尼亚听见这个话，就扑倒断了气，听见的人都惧怕了。第七节
，Verse 6 and 7。
约过了三个小时，他的妻子进来，还不知道这个事情。第八节
，eight，
彼得对他说：“你告诉我，你们卖田地的价银呢、啊，就是这么吗？”他说：“就是这些。”第九节
，verse nine，
彼得说：“你们为什么同心试探主的灵？埋葬你丈夫人的脚啊，已经到门口了。”他们要把你抬去第十节
，ten，
后人立刻扑倒在彼得脚前断了气。那些少年人进来见他已经死了，就抬出去埋在他丈夫的旁边呢、啊。这里讲到这个使徒教会初期所发生一个很不幸的事情。
This passage records an unfortunate event that happened in the apostolic church.
因为圣灵充满了以后啊，大家受感动，很热心啊，非常爱主。
After the Holy Spirit filled all the disciples, they were filled with fervor.
所以很多人呢、啊，就把他们的财产都变卖掉啊。
And so many people sold all their possessions.
拿来在使徒的脚前啊，玩物公用。
And they brought the money and laid it before the apostles' feet.
啊、当然就是因为大家受神的爱的激励 啊主动做出来的
And this was out of their voluntary love for Jesus Christ、
啊、当然这个不是勉强的
This was not a mandatory、command from God to do
this 有一对夫妇、啊、就是亚拿尼亚
There was a couple, husband was named Ananias
他看到人家在献财产
And he saw people donating all their worldly possessions. And so they too sold a piece of their property. And after he had sold the property, he retained some of the monetary
earnings.
And he took a part and brought it before they
possessed.
But in order to receive the glorification from human beings, he lied and said that this is 100% of all the money that was brought in. So his heart was not right. And so Peter said to Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart? You are lying to God, the Holy Spirit, not to other human beings. And after Ananias heard this, he fell down dead. Later, Peter also asked Sapphira, and she also lied. And so Peter asked him, how can you too lie to God? And she also fell down dead. Of course, we may think of this as a great misfortune. When we donate to God, we donate voluntarily. But when we do so, we must do it with an honest and
true
heart. So that we worship God in spirit and in truth. Because God sees the heart of mankind. So that when we serve God, if we serve God with wrong motive or wrong intention, then God will not accept our service. It doesn't matter whether we are worshiping God in service, whether we are serving God, whether we're donating money.
It's all sin, we must
serve God with truth. So Peter said, when the property was yours, and even after you sold it and had the money, you could decide how much of that money you wanted to donate. But you cannot use the wrong intention in
mind. 明明你奉献的是一部分, 但你却说,
it is clear that you've donated only a portion of the money, yet you have lied and said it is all the money.
所以这样说谎啊, 啊, 试探神啊,
because you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have tempted God.
所以不但没有得到耶纳,
so God has not accepted your donation, and in fact, he has cursed you for it.
当然彼得怎么有能力啊, 啊,
why was it that Peter had this power that after he spoke, the two of them fell dead? That is not Peter himself who was able to do this, but it was rather the work of the Holy Spirit. Because the apostolic church was completely founded by the power of the Holy Spirit.
是神的仆人按照神的指示来讲话做事。
So the servants of God were merely serving God and doing in accordance with the Holy Spirit.
我们看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
14节。
Verse 14.
哥林多前书二章十四节。
1 Corinthians 2 verse 14.
说然而属血气的人不能够领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能够知道，因为这些事唯有属灵人才能够看透。15节，属灵的人能够看透万事，却没有一个人能够看透了他。好，这里讲到说。 属灵的人啊，一个人被圣灵充满。
This passage talks about the man with the Spirit, meaning filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以圣灵充满，圣灵在他身上工作说话。
So the spiritual man will have the Spirit of God working within him.
啊，这已经啊，不是他自己本身的意愿，而是圣灵在做工。
So he will speak the words and act the doings of the Spirit of God.
啊，所以亚拿尼亚呼为扑倒，这个是不是说彼得去处罚他们，而是圣灵亲自在做工啊，惩罚他们。
So when Ananias and Sapphira fell dead before Peter, it was not Peter, but rather the Spirit of God working through him.
因为人在做什么事情啊，人根本就不知道。
Because a spiritual man doing things does not do it of his own.
但是神的灵是无所不知的。
Because mankind does not know anything.
可以把人暗中所事情做的事情啊，把它显露出来。
The Spirit of God searches all things and brings out that which is hidden into the forefront.
啊，说一个属灵人呐，说能够看透万事。
So a spiritual man can perceive and discern all things.
因为别人不能够知道的，但是圣灵会让他明白这个事情。
So a normal human being can.Things that a normal human being could not know, the Holy Spirit can tell them.
曾经有一次在一个教会里面开灵恩会。
There was one time a church was having a spiritual convocation.
啊，晚上啊，一个姐妹啊到浴室里面洗澡。
And one night, one of the sisters was taking a shower in the bathroom.
啊，洗完澡以后啊，她有一个手表啊，啊放在那个浴室里面忘了拿出来。
After the shower, she had left a watch in the shower room.
后来要去找的时候就不见了。
So she discovered she was missing the watch and went back to look for it, and it was gone.
啊，结果第二天早上的时候聚会啊，传道就讲说啊，啊，谁有捡到表啊？哎呀，拿去还。
And so the second morning, the pastor announced that there's someone missing a watch. If you found it, please return it.
但是都没有人拿出来。
But no one brought it forth.
后来在那一天的第二场的。聚会的时候
，later during the second session of that day，
啊，这个传道啊讲完道理
，the pastor had finished his sermon，
下讲台以后啊就一直走
，and he went down from the pulpit and kept
走到一个弟兄的面前
，he walked to a brother，
伸出手说拿出来拿出来
，and put out his hand and said bring it out bring it out，
啊那个弟兄啊真的从口袋里面就把表拿出来
，and the brother took the watch out and gave it to the pastor，
啊后来传道就质问他。
So the pastor asked him,
你从别的地方啊，专程来这里参加灵恩会。
You have come to this church to observe spiritual
convocation. 啊，你还贪心做了这个事情。
Yet you have greed in your heart and have done this evil act.
啊，所以叫他说你要禁食悔改。
So you must fast and pray and repent.
啊，所以后来有人就问那个传道啊。
So later people asked that pastor.
说你怎么知道啊？他拿表。
How did you know that it was him who stole the watch?
他说我也不知道啊。
He said, I didn't know.
啊，因为我讲完道理，我下去的时候，一个力量就一直带着我，就走到那个弟兄面前了。
When I came down from the pulpit, I felt a power guiding me.
哦，我就叫他说拿出来，拿出来啊。
And then I said, bring it out.
我怎么知道
？How did I know?
哎，圣灵是无所不知的啦。
But the Holy Spirit knows everything.
哈，啊，另外有一次在学生联会。
On another occasion during a student spiritual convocation.
哎，那个时候在台湾啊。山地平地啊，好多人啊，八九百人。
And the chapel was filled with 800 or 900 people.
我记得在台东教会啊，啊那个公园路的礼拜堂六层的时候啊，九百多人参加。
I remember in Taichung Church that there were over 900 people.
我们连那个屋檐底下都要睡人啊。一个人都一个小小的位置。
And it was jam-packed where people could only sleep in a small corner of the church.
啊，吃饭的时候要一百桌。
100 tables during meal times.
啊，有一个山地的姐妹啊。
There was a sister who came from the mountain region of Taiwan.
因为她拿别人的钱呐。
And she had taken some other people's money.
因为在啊聚会的时候，突然间呐。啊，有的姐妹啊，就跑来跟传道，传道，我的钱不见了。
Because during the service, one of the sisters came to the pastor and said, "My money is missing."
传道说，你找一找看呐、啊，看看有没有放在哪里呀、啊。
And the pastor said, "Go and look for it some more. Maybe you misplaced it."
你自己忘了，忘记掉了。
Maybe you forgot where you put it.
哎，一下子又有一个人来说，我的钱也掉了。
But later, another student came and said.Pastor, I am missing my money also.
啊，传道在讲道的时候就说啊，你们如果有捡到钱的话，啊，你们就拿到服务台去。
So the pastor preached, and during the sermon, saying, "If you found other people's money, please return it."
啊，那一直都没有人 拿出来了。
But no one returned any money whatsoever.
那下午祷告的时候。
During the afternoon prayer.
祷告会完了，大家都要去吃饭了。
After the prayer session, everyone went off to eat.
啊，突然间那个姐妹啊，一个辅导员就跑来，传道了，传道啊。
But then a sister and a counselor came to the pastor.
有一个姐妹啊，在哭啊。
Said there's a sister who's praying uncontrollably.
啊，传道说啊，祷告圣灵感动啊，大家都会哭啊，这个很平常嘛。
And so the pastor said, well, when you pray and are filled with the Holy Spirit, it's common to cry.
啊，不是啦，她跪在地上啊，爬不起来啦。
But the counselor and the other sister said, no, this student is on the ground and crying.
那个膝盖啊，连在地上起不来。
Because the knees were glued to the ground.
后来传道去奉主耶稣圣名叫他起来。
And so the pastor went over and in the name of the Lord Jesus told the girl to arise.
啊，传道心里就有事，大概一定有什么问题呀。
So the pastor had suspicion that there must be a problem.
啊，然后就带着他跟两个舞蹈员啊，姐妹舞蹈员啊，到房间里面去问他。
So they brought this sister along with two of the counselors into a private room and asked her.
啊，然后啊，叫另外两个舞蹈员呐、啊，啊，去看看他那个包包里面有没有什么东西，有没有钱在里面。
Asked the two counselors to go and search in this student's luggage.
啊，一开始他不承认他拿人家的钱。
Initially, she denied that she had stolen any money.
啊，后来传道说，你到了这个地步啊，你还不承认呐、啊、
？But then the pastor asked her.We have come to this situation at this point, and you still deny your
brother. 后来从她的身上啊，就拿出了很多钱来。
Then finally, from her person, her very person, she brought out a lot of money.
要跟人家住在一起啊，一个房间好几个人呐、啊，然后趁人家不注意的时候，把人家的钱就拿了。
Because it was easy to steal other people's money because they were all sleeping in the same area.
啊，所以人不知道的事情啊，神就让它显露出来了。
But it is.The things that are hidden before human beings, God knows everything. And
因为我们的神啊，是看透万事的神。
Because our God is a God who sees everything.
虽然这个亚拿尼亚夫啊受到惩罚
，even though Ananias and Sapphira were punished,
但是众人啊，因为这样得到警惕。
But because of this, all the people were reminded of God's.Power.
所以反而神让神迹奇事啊更显明啊，大家更敬畏神。
And from this great fear seized the whole church and people glorified God.
所以信主的人呐、啊、反而更多。
So that more and more people joined the apostolic.
啊，这个第二次啊，啊那个官长来又把使徒抓去关在监狱里面。
As things turned out, again the high priests, the rulers of the Jews came and arrested the.
啊，准备第二天呐、啊，还要来。审论他们
and once again wanted to judge them on the second day.
结果那一天晚上啊，神派天使到监狱里面。
But that night, God sent His angels into the jail.
把这些啊使徒就把他们带出来。
And delivered the apostles out of the jail.
说你们要把这个生命之道啊啊去圣殿的地方向众人讲明。
And told them that they must go into the temple and preach.This event and to the whole world.
所以他们一大早啊，啊就跑到圣殿的地方啊，在那里讲道教训人。
So the next morning they went into the temple courts and preached the gospel.
后来那些官长聚集啊，啊就来要来审判他们。
Later when the high priest and his associates arose to judge the disciples.
所以当他们派人啊到监狱里面去。要把使徒提出来的时候
，They went to jail to go and bring the disciples out.
发现那个监狱的门呐、啊，每一层每一层都锁得很紧。
They found that every single door in the jail was locked tightly.
啊，但是到了里面呐、啊，那个监狱关使徒的地方，人不见了。
But when they went inside where the apostles were, they could find no one inside.
所以他们不晓得为什么会这样啊。
They were astounded how this could be.
所以他们就感到很为难。
They were amazed.
啊，那个时候突然间有一个人来告诉他们。
Then someone came and said, and gave them a report.
说你们把那些人呐、啊，把那些使徒关在监狱里面。
The very men that you put in jail.
啊，那现在啊，他们在圣殿里面呐、啊，在那里讲道教训人、啊。
They're in the temple courts right now teaching the people.
啊，所以后来那些守殿官呐、啊，哎，差役啊。啊，他们就去说不敢用强硬的手段啊，把他们抓来，那、啊、就请他们来。
And the captain went with his officers and invited the apostles to come because they did not dare use force.
啊，他们就站在那个 众官长的面前。
And they stood before the Sanhedrin in the.
那官长就说：“我们不是严严的禁止你们不可以奉耶稣的名讲道理吗
？”And the temple ruler said, "We gave you strict orders not to teach in Jesus' name."
那你们怎么把这个道理啊充满了整个耶路撒冷城
？Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching.
哈，但是使徒非常勇敢。
But the apostles were.
他说：“听从神啊，不听从你们，这是应该的。”
And they said, "We must obey God rather than men."
因为耶稣基督啊，神已经让他复活了。
Because Jesus Christ has already been resurrected by God.
所以让他做君王，做救主。
So that he is our prince and savior.
让他将悔改的心啊。还有赦罪的恩啊，来赐给万人。
In this way, he gives repentance and forgiveness of sins to all men.
所以我们都是为着这个事情来做见证的。
So it is to this that we are eyewitnesses.
所以他们非常勇敢啊，不惧怕。
So they were filled with courage and did not fear.
啊，虽然啊，一直受禁足啊，反正热心传道的，把这个福音呢、啊，就充满了整个耶路撒冷。
And so, despite persecution, they preached the gospel so that all of Jerusalem was filled with the name of Jesus.
啊，当时有一个犹太的一个学者啊，叫做加马利。
At that point, there was a teacher of the law named Gamaliel.
那是一个相当有名的学者，很受人家的敬重。
He was a well-respected teacher of the law.
啊，就对那些犹太的官长说。
And he addressed the Sanhedrin.
说你们要谨慎办这个事情。
He said, "Carefully consider your actions."
说如果这些人是出于人力的，他自己会消灭掉的。
Because if these men come from just mere human beings, then their actions will dissipate and
dissolve.
But on the other hand, if they have been sent by God,
你们逼迫他们啊，你们不只是抵挡人，你们会抵挡神哦。
You'll not be able to stop these men, but rather you'll be fighting against God.
所以他说，我劝你们啊，要谨慎办这个事情。
And so carefully consider your intentions.
所以众人呢、啊，啊，就听了这个加马利的劝诫。
So the Sanhedrin heard.Gamaliel's speech.
所以就恐吓这些属徒，还有鞭打他们，啊，然后把他们放掉。
So they flogged the apostles and then had them released.
那属徒啊，觉得说我们有资格啊，啊，为主的名啊受羞辱，所以他们反而感到很荣耀。
But the apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had been deemed worthy to suffer for Christ.
因为能够为主受苦受逼迫啊，啊，这是有福气的。
Because blessed are those who are persecuted for Jesus' name.
啊，所以就是当时啊，彼得和那些使徒虽然在逼迫当中啊，还更加勇敢的做见证。
So despite persecution, Peter and the rest of the disciples.We're further emboldened to preach the name of Jesus.
我们来唱一首诗，339。
Let's sing hymn 339.
339。
339。The disciples were persecuted, imprisoned, and flogged to preach the gospel.
但是他们一点都不惧怕。
But they had no fear.
因为他们说，我们所看见、所听见的，不能不说。
Because they said that that which we have seen, that which we have heard, we cannot but testify.
因为他们跟过耶稣，知道他是生命之道。
Because they followed Jesus while he was yet on the earth and knew that he was the source of all life.
因为他们看过耶稣复活了。
They saw how Jesus had resurrected.
耶稣在他们面前活活升天。
And how they had ascended into a heaven before their very eyes.
这都是他们亲自的经历。
This was their eyewitness account.
同样的，今天耶稣基督的能力作为也在我们当中。
Likewise, the power of Jesus is among us today.
每一个人相信了、啊，你可以领受圣灵的主任。
Everyone who believes in Jesus and comes before Him can receive His Holy Spirit.
所以我们知道，怎么知道神跟我们同在
？How do we know that Jesus is with us?
因为圣灵就是神的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
所以神的灵住在我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit lives within us.
我们就知道说，神跟我同在，我们住在神里面。
Then we will know that Jesus is in us, and we are in Him.
当你得到圣灵，第一个体验呢、啊，就是 真的有神，神跟我同在。
When you receive the Holy Spirit, the first thing you will experience is a knowledge that God is with you and that you are with God.
并且在我们生活当中啊，有很多神的恩典在我们身上会彰显出来。
You'll experience many blessings in your daily life that God is with you.
所以我们生活在世界上啊，也是会遇到一些困难的问题。
So while we live in this world, we will encounter trouble.
我们也知道我们人的力量有限。
We know that our ability and our power is limited.
但是我们的神啊，是全能的慈爱的神。
But our God is an almighty and loving Father.
所以我们只要借着祷告求告他。
So all we need to do is kneel down and pray to him.
他就会赐给我们意外的平安。
Then he will give us peace beyond all understanding.
他说我们不是一种风闻有神，而是亲眼看到神。
So our God is not an abstract God, but it is a God that we can see and hear and feel and touch.
好像使徒时代的教会一样。
The same as the God in the apostolic.
所以我们今天为主做见证，因为我们所看见、所听见的，我们不能不说。
So today we preach the gospel because we cannot deny that which we have seen and that which we have heard.
我也盼望我们的朋友，我们能够一起来领受神给你丰盛的恩惠。
We hope that our visitors and friends here today can also experience the same God that we experience.
主要我们存着虔诚的心来到神的面前。
Because as long as you come with a sincere heart before,
神就会把那丰盛的恩惠赏赐给你。
God will bestow His abundant love and mercy upon you.
啊，你祷告求，你就能够得到。
When you kneel down and pray, you will receive.
因为神会赐给我们丰盛的恩惠，赐给我们意外的平安。
Because God will give you blessing and peace beyond your understanding.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
We're going to kneel down and pray again.
不管你有什么困难的问题
，It doesn't matter what type of hardship or
trouble you have. 或者是你要体验神
，Or maybe you just wish to experience God.
要求圣灵充满。
Maybe you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
都可以欢迎到前面来一起祷告。
We invite everyone to come forward to pray.
愿神的恩惠大大的充满了我们大家。
May the power and blessing of the Holy Spirit and of God fill your hearts.
我们能够得到圣灵的充满。
May you be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit.
享受从神来丰盛的生命。
To experience a bountiful life.
一个一些各样属灵丰盛的恩惠。
And to experience all sorts of spiritual blessings.
我们请大家可以到前面来祷告。
Again, we invite everyone to come to the front to pray.
传道人啊，长老就是会为我们按手祝福代祷。
The pastors and the deacons and elders will lay hands on you and bless you.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.